Being a true Christian is about relationships. Relationship with God, how we stand with Him. Are we justified? Have we had our sins forgiven by Him? Do we have His grace within us? Has He set up His tabernacle within us? And through Jesus Christ, has He established residence within us, communing with our spirit? That's relationship to God, but it's also about relationship to others. Not only vertical, as the theologians say, toward God, but horizontal toward people. The Proverbs have taught me about how to deal with those that are about me. The Bible always calls it my neighbor. Those who live about me, those who are in the community with me, not only my family, but my near neighbors and my community. Listen to what it says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 27th verse. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, seeing that he dwells securely by you. Do not strive with a man without a cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the perverse is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorns the scorners, but he gives grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. You see, to deal with other people justly, and to deal with them in like manner that God deals with us, with mercy and with grace, not always contending with people, fighting and bickering and carrying on and harming others, but we live as a harmless person. Envy not the oppressor. Do not choose the side of those who oppress the innocent and pervert justice. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these proverbs in the scripture. They have been so good to me as I read through them. They have increased my wisdom and my knowledge of you, and your spirit has used them to change me, to be the kind of person that could be pleasing to you, Lord. I aspire to that, and I pray, O Lord God, that not only would you put these proverbs into my mind, but put them into my heart so that they may become the deeds of my life toward others, and my relationship toward other people will be pure and godly. I pray this, Lord. I need your help and your grace and your mercy to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.